Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Is Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court in jeopardy?
Well, we have a sexual assault allegation against Trump's Supreme Court nominee. We've got his story. He says he did nothing. He completely says he didn't do any of this stuff. And then we've got a woman who has held on to this story for a very long time.
Since high school.
And now she is coming out saying, yes, this did happen. I think we're all in kind of the same boat. I don't know what happened.
Right. And how's this going to affect testimony? Because supposedly the woman is supposed to tell her story Monday. Kavanaugh's supposed to testify Monday as well. Let's talk to Rick Klein, ABC News political director in D.C. Hey, Rick, how are you?
Hey, great to be with you.
Rick, should Trump pull Kavanaugh and make a new pick, make the whole thing go away? Is that a move that he should make?
Well, there's a political argument for that, but I think there's another argument you could make that says that, first of all, that would be basically admitting guilt on Kavanaugh's part, and not something he's inclined to do. And secondly, you'd be showing weakness at a perilous political moment. I think the fact is we just don't know what happened. We
right.
know what she has said publicly. We know what he has said publicly in very clipped ways. There's a hearing that's been scheduled for Monday. It's unclear if it's going to happen, if she's going to participate in it or not. But this is not an easy one. I've been talking to a lot of people, Democrats and Republicans, in the last couple of days, and unless you're in the room, you don't really know what happened. I think what people can agree on now is that that she deserves to have her side of the story told. He deserves to have his side told. Ultimately, it'll come down to credibility. I don't know how we're going to know more than that, other than the two sides talking about it.
Rick, I think if it was like a Hollywood film, they'd take the guy off the film. Like, you know, with the Me Too movement,
yeah.
If it was a director or somebody, they'd replace the director.
I'm not convinced. You might be right. You might be right, but what it is right now is one woman talking. I mean, it's impossible to know. I mean, you might be right. I don't know that, though. I don't.
There's also a level of, and I'm not saying this is right or wrong, but with Cosby, there became multiple accusations. With Weinstein, there was multiple accusations. If another woman comes forward,
he's done.
I think he's done. But so far, it's this one woman. And now, Rick, people don't know if this woman's actually going to show up on Monday. What do you know about that?
Well, there's a big to-do about whether this is the right forum for her or not. And right now, one thing Democrats are trying to argue for is other witnesses. They want to see the friend that was allegedly with Kavanaugh at the time testify as well. Maybe the psychologist that she talked to about this. Other people involved in it. And their argument is if you want to actually know about this, you should really be talking to everyone involved. They want the FBI to investigate it. Clearly, that's not going to happen. So I don't know where that leaves things going into the Jewish holiday tomorrow. I don't know that it's going to be settled by the end of the week.
What I just don't understand. We're talking with Rick Klein, ABC News political director. Why do you want to get the FBI involved? Why would I understand why this woman wouldn't come forward? But you know what? Your name is out there now. You've made these accusations. I guess what I'm asking is, did they do a poor job of vetting him? I mean, is this a surprise? Is this a total surprise inside the Beltway of, holy crap, nobody could have predicted this? Or did, once again, the Trump administration just didn't dot their I's, cross their T's,
or they knew
and
about
they
it.
Overlooked, or they didn't think it would come out, right?
Well, you know, this is an interesting one. We don't know that anyone knew about this in positions of power. She has never spoken publicly before about this. She's never used his name publicly before. If this is an open secret, I didn't know about it. Maybe other people did. Maybe it was out there and they thought they could combat it. Certainly they got wind of it and started putting together the women that testified on his behalf.
Who got wind of it, though?
Senate Republicans, I think, via the White House. I think once this got referred to the FBI, that's going to go to the Trump White House, obviously.
Hmm.
So that's why they were able to be a little bit ready. But I don't think they knew about this months ago. I truly don't. And so I don't think it's a question of vetting. I think on a certain level, you have to expect that any nominee is going to have everything come out about him or her. And
yeah, but
you really shouldn't be surprised. But it's not like they were. It's not like this was in the public record that you could have Googled Brett Kavanaugh and found this even. This is not out there. The FBI had done multiple background checks on him before. He had been confirmed to other positions before, and this never came up.
But I guess, and I'm not trying to dismiss the woman. I'm not trying to dismiss or say that it never happened. And we've talked about this for the past couple of days. of all the things to be accused of under this president, it has the element of sex again. I mean, it's just, you cannot make this stuff up. I mean, Rick, it's just unbelievable that once again, we have sexual assault in the Me Too era under the Trump administration. It's not about his taxes. It's not about where he stands under Roe v. Wade or he belongs to some secret society. It's sex again with this president.
I mean, you can go back to the Clinton presidency and find a lot of that as well. I actually think you're right that you can't really separate this from the times that we're in. And you can't say, you can't look at this independent of the Me Too movement. I think this is a big test in the Me Too movement. I think it's all involved with what we've learned in Me Too. And it's almost like you can't have any discussion around someone in public life without this coming up. And it is almost surprising when it doesn't come up now. But yeah, there's no doubt the politics around this are particularly fraught when President Trump is involved. I think that if things were just different then, and he brings that upon himself. I don't think there's a question in my mind about that either.
We're talking to Rick Klein, ABC News, sexual assault allegations against Brett Kavanaugh, the gentleman that Donald Trump says he wants to be the next Supreme Court justice. Rick, what do you think will happen in the end? Do you think Kavanaugh survives the process, or will Trump actually have to go and pick a new nominee?
Until we hear from the accuser, I think the default is going to be that he can be confirmed. And the reason is that it's very simple. Who has the votes? They've got the votes. They're going to have the votes. The votes aren't going to change between now and the time of the final vote. So,
but Republicans can say, you know what, we don't know what happened with this guy. So go pick somebody else and we'll vote for that guy or gal. I mean, why can't they do that?
But doing this now, 7 weeks before the election, that is a tough timeline. Remember, it's very easily possible that Democrats are going to pick up seats in the Senate. They may even control the Senate, which makes things much more difficult. Mitch McConnell wants this to be done. He wants Brett Kavanaugh on the court. I don't think anything has changed in his mind, even though you can argue politically that maybe the best thing would be to pull this right now. I also think just on, you know, the president again today was kind of talking about this on a human level as a tragedy around Brett Kavanaugh. And, you know, look, if he didn't do this, then it is a tragedy that he's being accused of it. And if that is his perspective on this, and that is his contention that he didn't know anything about this, until we hear from him and her both, I don't know that anyone's going to be able to make a judgment. Okay. It's just not going to be clear.
Okay. Knowing that, what do we need to hear from her? What are we expecting to hear from him that could possibly either disqualify him, change people's minds, or something like that? What does she need to say, or what circumstance does she need to say it in, do you think?
Gosh, I don't know.
Is it specifics? Is it the performance? Or is it this happened, and this happened, and this happened, and I clearly recall this, and this happening in this order?
I think it's going to come down to credibility, however you define that. I really think there's not another way to think about this other than just on a gut personal level.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to believe it or not?
Right.
I don't think unless she's got another witness or something, and she has said there were no other witnesses, unless there's some kind of documentary evidence of this, some other real time thing, it's just going to come down to credibility and however you judge that as a human being. And honestly, whatever we think of it, it's about what United States senators think of it.
Hmm.
And the 51 Republicans, and particularly the few who have said this is important to them.
Are the Democrats trying to stall this and use this
like as a nuclear option kind of thing? Like this is the only shot we have to get past the November election kind of thing?
Are they using this to stall and then try and win the Senate and then basically not let any Trump appointee go in?
I mean, that's a pretty craven thing to think about. But
it's politics, Rick.
And Republicans are just saying, look, you know, look at the sequence of events here. And look at how things have played out. Why didn't this come up over 2 days or 4 days of testimony, I believe, all week? Why didn't it come up under any of the private
interviews? Democrats supposedly knew weeks ago.
Well, exactly. So why didn't it do that? Now, I think Dianne Feinstein has said she respected the request for anonymity from the accuser, and that's what was governing this. But certainly it looks suspicious if you're willing to think that politics, my gosh, could be in play here. I don't think we can ascribe that motivation based on what we know right now. I think we're in the middle of a very uncertain storyline. You know, this is not one where I can safely predict this is how it's going to end. This could go in a lot of different directions.
Rick Klein, ABC News political director in D.C. Rick, thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.